Good evening. It's Saturday, May 19th. With David Rosenberg, I'm Cameron Jones, and you're listening to the KPFA Evening News. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside the home of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel today to protest the recent closure of mental health clinics in the city. The demonstration is part of a series of rallies and marches this weekend, intended to coincide with the NATO summit meeting in Chicago that begins tomorrow. Pacifica Radio's John Hamilton is in Chicago and spoke with KPFA from today's protest.
I'm John Hamilton in Chicago, where the protests against the NATO summit are ramping up right now. We're just a few blocks from the home of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. A number of people are targeting the mayor for welcoming the NATO summit here at a time when $3 million is being cut from mental health services at the city. Mayor Emanuel is raising some $64 million for security at the NATO summit. Now, there's been an occupation taking place for more than a month at the now-closed public mental health clinics in Chicago, one in Woodlawn and one in Logan Square. The city cut funding for all public mental health clinics from its budget while making these huge accommodations to spending on security, including a sound cannon and $1 million worth of riot gear. They've closed the only public mental health clinic in the city, and already 15 of those former patients have been hospitalized. Now, tomorrow, this group is going to march in mass on the NATO summit as it's underway in downtown Chicago. Reporting for KPFA, I'm John Hamilton in Chicago.
Thousands of activists are descending on Chicago this weekend to protest the NATO summit. Tomorrow, representatives from the 28 countries that comprise NATO, along with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, will attend a series of events and conferences closed to the public. In an article for tomorrow's Chicago Tribune, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen writes that the summit will focus on three key issues: Afghanistan, NATO defense capabilities, including the controversial missile defense system, and broadening NATO's global network. John Beecham is a coordinator for the Answer Coalition in Chicago. He says despite NATO's attempt to portray itself as a global alliance of nations, it behaves more like a global bully for the Western elite.
NATO functions as an enforcement arm of the U.S. 1%. NATO is an inherently aggressive organization that organizes wars and occupations in order to further the interests of Wall Street and the billionaires. What we think they're organizing is oppression and domination. They may be talking about what they're doing in different terms, but, you know, we basically resist that characterization of the most powerful countries, mostly from U.S. and Europe, dictating terms to the rest of the world, mostly poor people too. I mean, NATO's wars are directed at much poorer countries than the U.S. and European powers.
In preparation for the summit, the Federal Aviation Administration has issued a temporary flight restriction over Chicago airspace. The restriction bans non-commercial aircraft from flying within 10 nautical miles of downtown at altitudes below 18,000 feet. The website antiwar.com reported today that 9 anti-war activists, all of them in Chicago from out of town to protest the NATO summit, were detained without charge by the Chicago Police Department, who broke into the apartment they were staying in without a warrant and held guns to their faces before taking them to jail to spend most of a day in solitary confinement with their ankles shackled and one handcuffed to a bench. 3 remain in jail charged with possession of incendiary or explosive devices, conspiracy to commit terrorism, and providing material support for terrorism. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Daniel Murphy, a 25-year-old veteran of New York's Occupy Wall Street, and one of the 6 who's been released.
So you spent 20 hours in solitary confinement with your ankles shackled and one wrist cuffed to a bench?
Yeah, when they first raided the apartment, they brought us to the organized crime unit. I don't know exactly where that is in Chicago, but they didn't take us to holding cells or anything. They brought us to interrogation rooms. So each of the 11 of us, there were 9 that were taken from the apartment and 2 taken from a CVS down the street, were brought to individual interrogation rooms, and we were handcuffed to a bench and had ankle handcuffs on. And I think we were there for maybe like 12 to 18 hours. I'm not sure. Yeah, we waited there until the state attorneys came in and interrogated us.
And what did the state attorneys ask you?
They began, you know, asking about our background and things like that. I mean, most of us, like, cut it off immediately afterwards and said, I invoke my right to remain silent and I want to see an attorney. They brought up different issues about what they thought was going on at the apartment and everything, and I doubt that anyone had anything to say after that, because a lot of us were really totally out of any kind of familiarity with what they were talking about. So it was kind of like, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me talk to an attorney.
What did they seem to think you were doing? There was something in antiwar.com about Molotov cocktails, somebody being accused of making Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, I'd been at the apartment for about maybe a week, and I got no evidence of that whatsoever. I don't really believe that there is any of that in existence. I really think it's a trumped-up charge, and they're attempting to entrap somebody, because I did not have any encounters with anything like that, but that's what they did bring up, yeah.
What about the report on antiwar.com that some of your friends there said that was a home brewing system?
There was a home brewing system at the apartment. Whether or not that's what the police are confusing to be Molotov cocktails, I don't know.
You came to town to protest the NATO gathering, right?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about that.
Well, I've never been a part of these kinds of protests. I mean, I feel like it kind of harkens back to the whole anti-globalization thing, and I was about like 13 or 14, and, you know, like the Battle of Seattle type of stuff was going on. So I'd been involved with Occupy around November of last year. I was in Honduras at the time when everything started, and I flew back to the country in order to be a part of that. But I saw NATO as an opportunity to be part of a much broader movement than simply Occupy. I don't think it really involved everyone that was fighting against globalization and this whole idea of global capitalism. So I saw NATO as an opportunity to really be part of something much larger than the occupation.
That was Daniel Murphy on his arrest at the NATO summit in Chicago. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.